All right, so you have the War of 1812, and I'm going to skip over a couple of these, several of these treaties, and get to Macon County the second time. Okay, the second time Macon County is transferred to the United States is in is Treaty Number 9. And if you look at Treaty Number 9, you'll see that it covers, again, a huge swath of land. Okay. Now, this treaty is signed in 1819. Okay. A big event has happened. Illinois has become a state. Okay, 1818. Okay. And remember, the Northwest Ordinance, how do people get to be a state? They get a certain number of population. Okay. So this process of settlement, of, quote, opening land to settlers is happening, and it's pushing more and more settlement, and Illinois is now a state, which means that it has senators, and even though Illinois has a very small population compared to the population of New York and Virginia and so on, one of the things that's always a factor in Indian policy throughout the country and throughout American history is that when a territory becomes a state, it suddenly has two senators, and it gives them a huge influence in politics, and particularly if it's a period of political tension and political, you know, close political competition, like today, where the difference of one or two votes could make a difference. So you suddenly have two representatives of Illinois, and they're really not representatives of Illinois so much as they are the representatives of the white settlers of Illinois. Okay, so they have a particular agenda, which is to now is a second stage, which is to remove Indians. Okay, to clear Indians out of the area. Okay, and the treaty here, which again covers Macon County, is with the Kickapoos, who had been living in this village up by 74 here, who fought with the British in the War of 1812, who lost, okay, and who are now being pressured to move out. Okay, so the treaty covers this central area. And you can see a lot of it has already been covered by previous land sales, and some of it will be covered by later land sales. You see up here number 12. But for now, it serves the purpose of actually the Kickapoo villages up here in McLean County of clearing title to that land. Okay? But you see what's going on here is not a process of white settlement coming in and crowding out the Indians. It's really the United States acting as the clearing force to clear Indians out, or to make it possible for white settlers to move in and then to clear Indians out. It's sort of the reverse of our kind of little house on the prairie mentality, I think, when we think about this kind of process. Well, we've taken care of Macon County.